Just as ice, water, and steam are different manifestations of H2O, Maxwell showed in 1864 that electricity and magnetism were likewise different manifestations of the same underlying phenomenon, electromagnetism. He managed to encapsulate the disparate behavior of electricity and magnetism into a set of four elegant mathematical equations. On seeing them, Ludwig Boltzmann immediately recognized the magnitude of Maxwell's achievement and could only quote Goethe in admiration. Was it a god that wrote these signs? Using these equations, Maxwell was able to make the startling prediction that electromagnetic waves traveled at the speed of light through the ether. If he was right, then light was a form of electromagnetic radiation. But did electromagnetic waves actually exist? If so, did they really travel at the speed of light? Maxwell did not live long enough to see his prediction confirmed by experiment. Aged just 48, he died from cancer in November 1879, the year Einstein was born. Less than a decade later, in 1887, Heinrich Hertz provided the experimental corroboration that ensured Maxwell's unification of electricity, magnetism, and light was the crowning achievement of 19th-century physics. Hertz proclaimed in his paper outlining his investigations, "The experiments described appear to me, at any rate, eminently adapted to remove any doubt as to the identity of light, radiant heat, and electromagnetic wave motion. I believe that from now on we shall have greater confidence in making use of the advantages which this identity enables us to derive, both in the study of optics and electricity." Ironically, it was during these very experiments that Hertz discovered the photoelectric effect that provided Einstein with evidence for a case of mistaken identity. His light quanta challenged the wave theory of light that Hertz and everyone else thought was well and truly established. Light, as a form of electromagnetic radiation, had proved so successful that for physicists to even contemplate discarding it in favor of Einstein's light quanta was unthinkable. Many found light quanta absurd. After all, the energy of a particular quantum of light was determined by the frequency of that light, but surely frequency was something associated with waves, not particle-like bits of energy traveling through space. Einstein readily accepted that the wave theory of light had proved itself superbly in explaining diffraction, interference, reflection, and refraction, and that it would probably never be replaced by another theory. However, this success, he pointed out, rested on the vital fact that all these optical phenomena involved the behavior of light over a period of time, and any particle-like properties would not be manifest. The situation was starkly different when it came to the virtually instantaneous emission and absorption of light.